November's election includes several proposed constitutional amendments. This week, we are breaking down how each one will affect Floridians, and today, the all voters vote in the primary amendment. As Abe Aberaya from The State We're In reports, if 60% of voters approve Amendment Number 3, the so-called jungle primary would fundamentally change Florida politics.
When Miguel Mike Fernandez was a child, he got a real-life lesson of what happens when political extremes take power. His father was an outspoken critic of the communist takeover of his sandwich shop in Cuba. One Christmas, the Cuban military put his family on a one-way flight to Mexico with no money and no visas.
We did not know where we were. They just opened up the door of the plane and said, get out. And that's how we, very unceremoniously, exited from the island.
Fernandez, who now lives in Fort Lauderdale, went on to make billions, founding and selling more than 24 healthcare companies. He voted Republican and donated to the campaigns of former governors Jeb Bush and Rick Scott. But when Trump won the party's nomination in 2016, he left the party and became an independent. And that's when he learned how Florida's closed primary system works.
I went to vote in the last primaries, only to find out that if I was not a registered Republican nor a Democrat, I was not allowed to vote in primaries.
So Fernandez founded and funded All Voters Vote, Inc., which has spent more than $7 million to get Amendment 3 on the ballot in November.
Let me make something clear. I do not want to hurt either the Republican nor the Democratic Party. This is not, I want to destroy either party. I just want to encourage both parties to talk to people that are more centrist.
In the majority of states, people registered as independents can vote in any party's primary, or voters can switch parties on election day, or simply request which party's ballot they want. Not in Florida. It's one of 13 states where you must be registered with a political party to vote in the primary election. That shuts out Mike Fernandez and more than 3.6 million other Floridians. But Amendment 3 doesn't just let independents vote in primary elections. It would make Florida have what's called a top two or jungle primary. If three or more candidates qualify for an office, everyone appears on the same ballot in the primary, regardless of political party. The two candidates with the most votes move on to the general election, even if both are from the same party. Eric McGee is with the nonprofit, Nonpartisan Public Policy Institute of California. He says the top two blows up the notion of primaries.
If you can have two candidates of the same party running against each other in the fall, then you haven't really picked a party nominee, right?
McGee says when California switched to a top two primary in 2012, lawmakers did become more moderate, but
moderating effect is modest. It's real, but it's modest. And voters, it can sometimes produce some sort of crazy results.
Both the Republican Party of Florida and the Democratic Party of Florida are united against it, saying it would abolish, not open, Florida's primary elections. Former Democratic State Representative Sean Shaw says Amendment 3 would have an unintended consequence. Broadening the pool of voters would dilute the influence of Black and Hispanic voters in certain districts, making it harder for people of color to win primaries. Sean's political action committee, People Over Profits, concluded that 12 seats in the Florida legislature would lose their majority Black status.
At the altar of moderation, I've got to sacrifice African-American electeds, Hispanic electeds, progressive electeds, and it's more expensive. I'm not sure that's a deal that I'm willing to do and that I think is a deal worth doing.
One of the most recent polls found about 35% of registered voters support Amendment 3, well below the 60% needed to pass. I'm Abe Aberaya in Orlando.
This story is part of The State We're In, an elections reporting initiative from WUSF and WMFE. Search The State We're In on Facebook to find guides to the constitutional amendments, a how-to-vote explainer, and more.